Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Wittenberg Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wittenberg Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your handicapped host, James Cox. And I have an awesome, awesome guest for you today. I love country music. Y'all know that. I'm gonna tell Mr. Martin about that too, because I love country music with all my heart.
Awesome.
But let me tell you about Martin first. Lefty, as known as Lefty Martin, a band, aka LMB, and his right hand band. His goal was to become a strong local country cover band called Lefty Martin and his right hand band. They were just a local San Diego band, a cover band bringing good times and public places like Moon's Lodge, Elk Lodge, American Legions, and community events. They have developed over the past 20 months. They realized that their desire is to also create your own original songs.
Yes,
Thus, the band was for the sole purpose. Lefty. Okay, so do you want me to call you Lefty or Martin?
You can call me whatever you want.
Not late for dinner, right?
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, because dinner's the king of the kids. Yeah. So the reason why I loved you and your band is because you're a cover band, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So you're making your songs, and we're going to get to your new song pretty soon. But yeah, man, I just love your band because
thank you.
Before I had you coming on, and thank you for being early. You have 51 songs on your SoundCloud, and I love them all because all of them are stuff that I grew up with, you know.
Nice.
Even though I have an AC/DC shirt on.
Hey, I love AC/DC.
But that rock is not my number one genre of all time. Country is, you know.
Gotcha. Yes.
Because I was raised on country. Me and my sister was raised on country. And I didn't notice, but her favorite genre is country. So, were you in, how did you get into country, and how did you know that you wanted to be a country singer?
Well, I grew up around it a lot with my mom. My mom always had the radio going when I'd come home, records going, you know, albums and all that stuff that we used to listen to way back then. I'd come home in after school and just during the day growing up, and she would have the music going. We'd be listening to Hank, Merle, George Jones, you know, Alan Jackson, all those guys, all those wonderful artists. And she would also put on B.B. King and the Ink Spots. And we just got into all that stuff growing up. And then my sister and I were always, you know, competing to see who could memorize lyrics. And I'm still horrible at it.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I grew up around. And then my cousins, you know, then we got into the rock scene and, you know, all that stuff growing up with my cousins, always listening to music. And then I got into karaoke. Always singing in the car. And then before I even knew I wanted to be a singer, I was doing karaoke. Mm-hmm. And after that, my wife, when we got married shortly after, about 2 years in 2008, she bought me a singing lesson for Christmas. And I went and ended up taking 2 years. That lesson turned into 2 years of vocal lessons from a local La Jolla Symphony opera singer. And she got me started. And then shortly after that, I met a fella that got me into ensemble groups. And so I started singing in ensemble groups in retirement communities. And we went from a $100 karaoke system that we bought at Costco up to a $30,000 sound system that we earned and paid off. Just about 12 of us just entertaining folks in the community.
Right.
And then my manager at that time, who was running that group, or director, introduced me to a dear friend of hers from high school, Ted Manson, from a local band, country band called the Ghost Riders. And he invited me up to sing with him about, I would say about 8 years ago, 6 or 8 years ago.
Wow.
And I got the bug. I got the bug bad. And I haven't stopped since. And then about 6 years ago, I was singing with him all over town, and people seemed to like my voice. I started working harder, and he was always touring around to different states, and I didn't have a chance to really sing as much as I wanted to. So I joined a couple of local bands that just didn't kind of work out for me. It wasn't as serious as I had hoped it would be.
Right.
And so what I did is I just formed my own band so that we could really start hitting it hard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened, but someone was looking over me and brought me the right guys for my level of experience. And we're just having a ball. And I look at myself as a poster child for older guys like me that have this desire but didn't or have the courage to take it on and just try and do it. And I hope that I can encourage guys like that. Hey man, your
Oh
life's
yeah.
not over. Just get out there and have some fun, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your life's not over until you're laying down in the ground. You know,
Exactly. Exactly.
that's what I like to hear, you know. And not only that, but you in your band, you have Mel Sher, which I interviewed
Yes.
like about a few weeks ago. Yeah, how's he
Yeah.
doing?
He's doing great. He really
Yeah.
loves us and we love him. He brings a lot to the band with his bass playing and his
Yeah.
songwriting abilities. And he's just a very easygoing guy.
Yes.
In
Very easy to
fact,
talk
all of us
to.
are.
Yeah.
And that's what we love about our band. We can tell each other and about what we're missing. You miss that note, or let's try this. Do you mind trying that? None of us are prima donnas, and we just get along so well that there's no attitude in the band. It's
Right.
great.
Yeah. From what I know and from what I see all the time, it's ego. You know, ego plays a lot in music. You know, you get bands that are like Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. I think he's the most egotistical person back then. I'm not sure about now because he's changed, you know. I don't think that, well, with all bands, it's, yeah, so egotistical people are not very easy to work with. But I think what you said in your band, no one's that way
No,
at
we don't
all.
have any of that. And if you get bandmates in your band, I mean, I don't preach that I know everything about what I'm doing because I don't. And so for me to bring together the right group of guys that have various levels of experience in different areas, to be able to listen to them and us listen to each other is
Yeah.
helping us grow so fast. What we've done, all those songs you see out there in SoundCloud, we've done that in like
Yeah.
20, 22
I think,
months.
tw okay, yeah, because it's 2022 and 2023 songs,
Yes,
you know?
sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I love about you the most is you mentioned the Ink Spots, you know?
Yeah,
And that's a group that it's not very well known in the music category, you know? The only reason why I know it is because I listen to Megadeth, and I'm sure you've
Oh,
heard of
okay.
Megadeth. Because of one of their songs, I think it's from the So Far So Good So What album, they have a little sample of the Ink Spots singing I Don't Want to Start the World on Fire, and then they go into their song, you know. So that's the only reason why I know of the Ink Spots, you know.
My favorite was a Java Jive.
Okay,
I
yeah.
love coffee. I
Yeah.
love tea.
We all love
I love a
coffee.
Java Jive and it loves me.
There you
That's
go. Yeah.
the
We all love coffee, you know. Coffee is great.
one
Coffee
I
is
like.
wonderful.
Awesome.
But it seems like you have a eclectic vision of music, you know. You said BB Kings and Ink Spots and Safaris with Wipeout. You know, I read that you like the Safaris and I do too.
I did when I was a kid,
Yeah, I think they're the most fun group,
fun
yeah.
stuff.
And reading through your website, your mom sang a lot of Patsy Cline songs, correct?
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
Yes,
I
she
guess you were
did.
the
She was
biggest
very
person
good
for
at
her.
it.
Yeah,
She
okay.
had a beautiful voice,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah. So was she in any bands or did she just
She was just in local, the DAV, the Disabled American Vets groups, anything that was around that was doing music locally, she would go and participate and
Yeah.
hang out with people and sing. And yeah. And then when I started getting into music and had a karaoke system, she would come over and we'd sing a lot together.
Nice. Nice. So it was a good mom and son days, right? Yeah, with the
Yes.
singing and karaoke,
Exactly.
you know.
Yeah, she get.
I can't sing with a look, but I mean, you know,
Doesn't
it's
mean you
all
don't
been
love
done.
music. Yeah,
Right. Yeah, I sure do love music, yes, sir. And I want to bring this up. So reading your bio on your website, it says that you joined the group Silver Spurs. Was that your first band?
That was my very first country band. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 So was that like an all original band, or did you do
It
a
was
couple
all
songs too?
covers. All
Okay.
covers. Yeah.
Okay.
They were, it was just the guys I met off of Craigslist.
Yeah.
They were
Yeah.
looking for a singer, and I walked in with a notebook of songs that I had with papers in it,
Right.
and that's all I did was sing. I walked in with a microphone, hook up, and my little,
Yeah.
book of songs, and they'd learn them, and I'd sing them. And then I quickly learned that, I just wanted more.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to do your own thing instead of being told what to do, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Almost, yeah.
yeah. Or and at least be with like-minded guys, that
Yeah.
want to,
Right.
pursue it further.
Yeah. 'Cause that's like the second most a thing that breaks a band is like different ideas and not working with
Yes,
your members,
yes.
And I've
Everybody, every individual knows what they want and what they don't want. And
Right.
you just can't beat around the bush. You got to just, tell it like it is and say, hey, I'm not interested in doing this anymore. I'm gonna try something different,
Yeah.
and
Right.
that's just part of life.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing that I found so interesting is you said that you offer a full band and duo trio options. So when do you get booked for a gig, I guess you have it, what's called now. So do they say that I want a trio or duo, or is it just like
Well,
whoever's
some folks
available?
don't really know what they want. They want a band to start off, and
Right.
then once I learn more about, well, how big their yard is, how many people, what their price range is, I kind of give them the option. I tell them what we can do. We can provide a full band for you for this price, and we can provide a duo or trio for you at this price,
Okay.
and both will give you great sound and
Right.
quality. Of quality, top-notch quality level sound and vocals.
Right. So which one is easier to, I don't want to say, well, which one is more is more efficient? You got your
More
band.
of,
Yeah.
I'd say that the duo, of course, is easier to set up.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
we
Well,
walk in with
yeah.
a Bose
Yeah.
tower and two guitars,
Right.
maybe a bass. Maybe a cajon and a foot kick, electronic foot kick, and we start playing.
Yeah.
And so that's more efficient. But the
Right.
one that's most popular is our band.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And people on listeners, when he says cajon, it's like a little box that you sit on that takes place of a drum set. So that's,
Yes, sir.
yeah, because my co-host Blake, he makes cajons.
Okay,
So I need to
perfect.
order one from him because I love drums. Drums is my,
Yep.
I do play, I try to play guitar some, but not a lot. So I need to pick it
Okay.
out up and play it again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
you just keep it laying around, if it's
yeah.
there,
Yeah.
yeah, pick it
So
up.
going back to what you said when you said you took some lessons, some singing lessons, right?
Yes.
So me, I'm a bad singer. I know that for a fact. Okay. So can you take us through day one as opposed to like what she teaches you? How do you learn how to sing?
Well,
Can ever
sure,
can
sure.
anybody sing too?
They say yes, anybody can sing,
Yeah.
but you have to preface with that with, yeah, you're all at different levels. Everybody's at different levels, right?
Right.
You say you can't sing, right? But you can.
Well, yeah, not well.
But yeah, at start, yeah, you may not. You may not be enjoyable to some people, but yeah, you can sing. And
Yeah.
if you enjoy singing, you should do it, by gosh,
Oh, yeah.
So the first thing they're going to do is teach you, breath control, give you breathing exercises so that you can control your diaphragm, so that you get proper airflow. You're not wearing yourself out. You're not wearing out your vocal cords. Proper pressure. You don't want to sing with a lot of pressure. Going to take you through scales, learning scales and notes and certain vowels. Like I injured my voice Gosh, a few years back, and I went and saw a speech therapy person. I got a vocal coach that had injured herself back in the day, and she actually had to have surgery done on her vocal nodes, and she helped me get my voice back. I actually was in this room singing, and I felt a twang of pain in my neck right about here. It was just like a snap. I don't know what it was. And then I lost my upper range from about C up. And
Oh no.
it took me 4 to 6 months to rehabilitate and get back. And it turned out it's something very common that singers get, that it's from age, it's from improper singing technique. What did they call it? Gosh, got me on the spot now. But it's just not, it's that's what it's you're just not singing properly, and you have to do the proper vocal exercise. And the most important thing a singer should do is to warm up properly before singing. And some people it takes a little longer. And the secret weapon behind a good vocal warm up after you perform is to do a vocal cool down. And a lot of singers don't do it, and they don't have the discipline to do it. And that's important, and proper hydration, all that stuff. It's just, misters, they come into play, all that stuff for proper hydration and recovery.
So, do you have any like secret drinks that you drink to make your voice a little bit better? Because I've learned, I don't know how
Yes.
true this is, because this is from like a professional singer that I interviewed
Yeah.
before. She said pineapple juice works wonderful.
I drink a lot of bullet whiskey. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that would be different good.
No, I drink those Costco hydration IV drinks. So about an hour before I go on, when I'm going to sing during the day, I'm always hydrating. Think the night before and during the day before I sing, I want to be able to, when I go pee, I want to pee clear. So that tells me I'm pretty hydrated, right? Right. So those IV drinks, those hydration IV drinks, I'll drink one of those about an hour before I sing. And I know that that's going to help me retain my water and hopefully concentrate it in my vocal cords. I'm no specialist, but I know how to properly hydrate. And so that's the one of the major important things. Sleep and proper hydration are very important. So then I always drink while I'm singing. I always have a bottle of water, and I drink one between sets. And then, because I do a lot of singing, we've done up to 5 sets in a row, and we've done up to 6 gigs in 4 days. That means in one of those days we did two in one day. And that's probably too much singing, but that's how much I love it. You know, but you got to really take care of yourself. And then what's the other thing I do? I guess that's about it. I'm always hydrating in between sets and the cool downs.
So you said you did 6 gigs in 4 days. So I imagine y'all stay very, very busy with this
Yeah,
man,
our cover band has gotten really busy, really, really busy. And now that we took on the team approach too, there's three of us that are attacking our social media, and that's
Okay,
a
good.
very another important aspect today's regarding the age today. And then that's something I just couldn't do by myself. So I created the website, I created the Instagram account, created all those accounts, Facebook. We've got LeftyMartinCountry.com is our website. We've got Lefty Martin Country Instagram, Lefty Martin Country Facebook. We've got YouTube, same symbol or same name, and then SoundCloud. And all that's out there. But the big thing is to really connect with people in the public. And that's the way you do that is to get a lot of photos and videos of people that you're having fun and you're bringing that enjoyment to. Because for us in the band, I mean, they're feeding off of us. They're feeling our energy, and we're feeling their energy. And that's what makes us keep going and gives us that energy to keep performing. Even when you're tired, sometimes you go out and you're just like, ah,
Yeah, that's
tired.
when you
But
drink
when you start the,
a cup of coffee and hey,
Yeah, and I can't drink coffee because it dehydrates me. Yeah.
That's why you drink a lot of water and
Yeah.
what you said before with the
Yeah.
with the drink that you is that with the hydration drink
Yeah,
or
I'll
drink
drink
water.
the liquid IV
Okay,
hydration
yes.
powder drinks from
Okay.
Costco, and then I also drink this tea. It's
Yeah.
like a peppermint tea that I get.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your set list, because your set list is very vast and I love everything on it.
Okay.
It took me back into the
Oh, nice.
time with the because I'm 44, I'm
Yeah,
that
okay.
80s. You're
80s, 90s, yeah.
you got to be like what, 32 or
I
something?
am 60.
60, brother. You do not look 60 at all.
am
You are
60.
doing a good job for yourself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
But
Thank
yeah,
you.
I've been listening into your band, and so I just want to say a name, say a song,
Yeah.
and you tell me what you think about the song and how you came to realize that you wanted it in your set list.
Okay.
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 So Martin, I think it's Martin, Marty Robbins Robinson with a Small Town Saturday Night. I love
Oh,
that
that's
song.
that is
I think it's
that's not
Martin.
that's Hal Ketchum.
That's right. That's right.
Hal
Yeah. How
Ketchum.
can
Yeah.
okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
so that song and that video, that brought me back straight to the video, because I
Yeah.
love that
Yeah.
video. How did
Thank
that
you.
come in to your set list?
I had a fr I have a friend, and she loved that song,
Yeah.
and so she would come over to my house, and we learned it together. And then this was before I even had the band, and I presented it to the band like many of the songs that we started out with. They're basically a lot of the songs that I had already performed and loved, and
Right.
then with my bandmates. Especially my drummer, we came in with all these different songs that we knew and loved. And it's the energy in the song that made us want it in the set list. That song has good energy and it's a good dance song.
Very
And
good.
we are basically a country dance band. And we want to give people a variety of that. We want to give them the waltzes, the two steps, the cha-chas. You know, the cowboy charges, all that stuff. You know, we want to be able to swing. We want to be able to give them all that. And so we, when we put a song in our set list in Lefty Martin band, it's not there. It's not just thrown in there.
Right.
We think
Yeah.
about every song in the set list and the position that it's in the set list.
Okay.
And there's a method. It's called, my drummer introduced me to it. It's called the Tom Jackson method of creating a concert or a set list.
Oh,
And
well,
it starts out at a medium level and then it builds up to a peak, comes back down. So if you look at it as like a sine wave, your
yeah.
set list or a set is doing that probably twice. It's going
Right.
up and down, up, down. And we bring them way down, you know, like for the slow waltz, you
Yeah.
know, some Chris Stapleton, Tennessee
Like
Whiskey, and then we
Vince
start
Gill,
bringing it right.
because I know Vince Gill is here, so Vince Gill is a wonderful thing to tone it down
Yes.
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you come around, that's his song. And
Yeah.
I
Yes.
love Vince
Yes.
Gill. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess chicken fried would be like a
Yeah.
higher, like a more
Mid-level.
advanced.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd
Yeah.
say high, maybe four plus. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a song that here. Okay, so here's another song that brought me back into time. It's Here's a Quarter for Someone Who Cares by Travis
Yeah.
Tritt.
Yeah, I love Travis
So
Tritt.
yeah, so what inspired you to add that to your set list?
Well, in being in a band, yes, I am the lead singer, but I'm not the end all. You know, we've got other members in the band that want to sing, you know.
Right.
And so my drummer and my bass player are the other two singers. And but Corey's been with me longer than the current bass player, and he's got a nice voice. He's got the whiskey voice. I've got the
Okay.
crooner
Yeah.
voice, and he's got the whiskey voice. So on that song, he's singing the Travis Tritt part, and I'm doing the backing vocals on
Got
that one.
it.
Same thing with Tennessee Whiskey, and some of those other The Devil Always Made Me Think Twice, Chris
Right.
Stapleton. He's got that strong whiskey voice.
Right. Yeah, 'cause I know that Luke Combs made it in your thing. I love Luke Combs,
Yes. Yeah, I do
he's
too. He's
great
a
too.
wonderful artist.
So you have a new song called "Who's Going to Teach Him,"
Yes,
and
sir.
correct me if I'm wrong, but that came out on Father's Day.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
That's when we released it, probably maybe a day before, but yeah,
Right,
it was for Father's Day.
and from what I read on your bio, it's about, well, a son, a father in your band. His son said, "Why can you write me a song, correct?"
Yeah,
And this
yeah.
came out, right?
Yes,
Okay,
sir.
so so can you tell us more about it?
Sure. We were when we decided to break away from just take a break from covers, which of course was earlier this year. We decided to start coming in with some riffs. Anybody, we just said, okay, anybody got any riffs that they're playing that they like? Anybody got any lyrics that they've written? Any whatever you got, let's have a session. Bring your stuff in. Let's have a brainstorming session. And just start throwing some stuff out there so that we can establish a process. And out of that process, which we're still honing, we're still pretty young as a band. Corey came in with this full-on song, and he's been writing for a long time. And he came in with it on acoustic guitar. He sent it to us, and we listened to it. We just instantly fell in love with it. This father and son relationship and how to raise a son, to be a strong individual and be able to take his good learning and his character to pass it on to his kid, and that's really important. And so that's what that song is all about. It's for all those fathers and even mothers out there that love their kids, because there's a lot of mothers out there that are raising their sons as a father, okay? And I was one of those, so I know what that's like. Some of us parents out there, whether we be a single mom or dad, we're raising our kids on our own sometimes, and so you have to be both parents. And so I look at it that way as well. But when Corey came in with that song, we all just brainstormed it, started adding different instruments. A lot of my musicians, I'm lucky and blessed to be have them in my band because they're able to just use their ears and create from what they're hearing from what Corey brought in. And that what you hear there on Who's Going to Teach Him is the product of that, and we're very proud of it. We were a little bit rushed to get it out, and being that it's our first song, when you, as an artist, you start listening to it more critically after a while. And I would have liked to have had more time to go and fix these things. But from what my bandmates tell me, let's just get it out there.
Just
And
do it, yeah.
yeah, let's just do it. And
But I think that's with everything, because when you create something, you always want it to be better, bigger, faster, more, you know. But sometimes less is more, you know.
And you're
So,
right. You're so right, especially in music. Yes.
And that song is a just a feel good song about your dad, your mom, whoever will raise you, you know. So I thank your band for and you for making that song, you know,
Well,
because
thank
that's a
you.
really, really special song that I think everybody should hear, you know.
Oh, yeah,
And
it is nice. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Great
Go
question, James.
going to this. Thank you again, because I'm yeah, I like to think that I ask good questions sometimes, but I don't know if I do or not. So thank you for that. Yeah.
You're doing great.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Besides country, what is your okay? So country is your favorite genre, right, of all time. What's your second favorite?
It'd be classic rock.
Classic rock, like Boston and
The Eagles. I love the Eagles.
Yeah,
just love the Eagles. Yeah.
Eagle.
Who doesn't? You know.
I'm sure you know this by now, but Vince Gill is a part of the Eagles.
Yes.
You know? And yes. I hear he's doing an amazing job with it.
Yes.
And I just love Vince Gill. Because he took Don Fry's place, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
Yeah. Have you seen Eagles at all? Like,
yes.
Like, oh,
in
okay.
Concert.
Okay. So,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah. That's awesome.
My wife and I went and saw them. They were great.
So, what's the best concert you've ever been to since we're on the subject?
Best concert?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a hard choice. Because I've been to multiple concerts, you know, in the past, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I've seen the Eagles. I've seen Toby Keith, which is amazing.
Great. Yes. Yes.
I love Randall King, too. Randall King is amazing. I would say I love his energy. I can't really say there's a best concert. I would say in the last, maybe I can give you this. In the last 10 years, my favorite concert has probably been the Chris Stapleton concert at the arena in Nashville. With him and his wife. That man, woo!
Right.
He's smoking. He's smoking.
That's one thing I wanted to do before I die, is go see him in any kind of capacity of concert, you know? Because he I don't know if you watched, I think it was last year's Super Bowl.
Yes.
He did the National Drive of America, the beautiful, I think it was long, you know?
Yeah. National anthem. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So are you ready for the two hardest questions I will ask you tonight?
Okay.
I told you one before. This is two. So,
all right.
So it's fairly easy, but it's hard because I want to make you think about them.
All right.
So, Mount Rushmore, you have four main people, right? So, what I want to ask you is, who are your four Mount Rushmore bands that you can think of?
Mount Rushmore bands?
Yeah. Top four bands of all time.
Oh, okay. Top four bands.
Yeah, that's another hard question.
Yes, I love Brooks and Dunn.
Great band.
Yep, great band. Definitely Eagles.
Two? Eagles and Brent, too.
Gosh.
I know, I'm kind of painting you in the corner. And I.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And I guess I'd have to say the Mavericks. I love the Mavericks.
Great. Yeah. You just brought up something that I want to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
We'll ask a question, really. What's one song that you can live without? You said Lynyrd Skynyrd. I've been to a lot of bars, you know, during my 20s and 30s.
Yes.
Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. I would be okay if I never heard it again. You know what, Lynn? It's because every time I go into the bar, Freebird, you know?
Yeah. And it's a beautiful song.
It's a great song.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
But people always fall back on that. Hey, play Freebird.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Most bands, they're just like, no, sorry, we're not going to do it. You know,
right.
Unless you throw down a $100 bill or more.
that's kind of like what happened, you know? I mean, that's a long song.
There's nothing wrong with that song. It's like listening to the chicken song, you know? You've heard it so many times.
So what's one song that you could live without?
You gotta play things that people want to hear.
Right.
And being in a band, and sometimes that's things you don't necessarily like. And we realize that as a band.
Or you could say, we don't know how to play that song. That'll get you out.
Yeah.
You know?
one song I could do without.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Because I know AC/DC all has bangers, so I know it's not AC/DC songs, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're killing it, you know? Even though, you know.
You know, I think it would be, it's not necessary. You want one song or do you want me to give you a group?
As many, as much as you want to tell me.
Okay. I guess it would be songs. I like songs that promote a healthy community.
Yeah.
And I don't like songs that promote unhealthy community, you know.
Yeah.
All the, you know, serious songs with profanity and you know, stuff in it. But there is a place for that. And there is a comedy to some of that. And it's just hard to say it on the air, you know, just songs that don't promote a good community, I would
say. That's
right. And then if one song I could live without, I'll give you one song I could live without in our set list right now, maybe.
Okay. Because I mean, y'all got some great songs. I mean, so it's kind of hard to choose.
I guess it would be for us, for me as a band, would be Chicken Fried.
Okay, yeah,
all right. We don't play it that well, you know.
Oh, okay, no. I mean y'all not good at the park too, but I understand that, you know, Chicken Fried is a staple because a lot of people want to hear it.
Yes,
but
yes.
You have a musician, you're like, oh my god, you know, and I get it because one of my friends, singers, doesn't like the song Wagon Wheel.
Oh,
she hates Wagon Wheel.
You know, every band has that. It's like these songs that you play a million times: Wagon Wheel, Neon Moon.
Yep.
But when I do get a request for Neon Moon, I don't balk at it because I love to sing that song.
Yes, and that's I think that's what Brooks and Dunn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the last question ever for you.
Okay.
Hardest, quite harder than the than the four. Okay.
Oh,
all right. So if you can tell me a band or a song or a album that you can hear, but you can't tell me or your mom or your band members how it makes you feel deep inside your soul.
So a song or an album on how it makes me feel deep inside my soul.
Or just like artist, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's so, it means so much to you that you can't explain how it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, emotional.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I got a few of them, you know, but.
Yeah. I mean, the Vince Gill. He's got some powerful songs.
He does.
I love a lot of his music. That Whenever You Come Around is moving. I love that song.
And not a lot of people know that he sings in the Little League Prairie Dogs.
You know? Yeah.
Amy, which one? I don't
think. Oh, Amy. I love Amy.
Yeah. Amy is a great song, too. Yeah.
The Prairie League. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess Vince Gill would be your emotional.
Yes. I would say that that's probably the one that comes to mind is Vince Gill.
That's a good pick because he has an amazing voice, you know?
Yes, he does. He's got
a
wonderful voice.
Yeah, not a lot of people can mimic that, you know?
No,
so it's can't. It's the same with Chris Cornell, you know.
He's got a range on him.
So, yes, he does. Yes, he does. So, all right. So, for all of my listeners today, I thank you for joining me in this conversation
thank
with
you.
Lefty Martin. And before you go, I want to give you a shout out to LeftyMartinCountry.com. We are on TikTok. Let me prefer that.
We're not on TikTok, but we're on Instagram, YouTube.
Everything else.
Yeah. Okay. We should probably get on TikTok.
I don't understand TikTok. You know, I'm still trying to figure that out, but, you know, I'm 44 years old, so whatever, you know.
We'll get there someday.
Yeah. And you have some amazing videos on your YouTube channel. How often do you upload? Because I see you have some like shows that you post on it, right?
Yeah. Well, most of those are pretty old. We don't really have a videographer yet. We need to get somebody out. My bass player knows some folks, and we want to start doing some videos and videos to our songs, our originals.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. And we've got a few of them out there that are pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know if you saw the one Past the Point of Rescue.
I don't think I saw that one, but I will go back today and watch it for sure. You know?
Yeah, look at that one. That one's that's probably our best one out there.
Okay.
Past the Point of Rescue. Yeah.
Right. So I am definitely going to link Who's Going to See Them at the link in the bottom so everybody can go to it. And are we coming out with a full new album with originals, or
we have two more songs that are being edited right now, and they're coming out. You know that song that Mel Scher from Red Crown Tourists, he wrote called "The Renegade."
Okay,
we actually took that song and redid it and made it more of a danceable song.
Ooh,
so. Nice. And then we added our own little stuff to it. And now it's going to be we're going to re-release it under a Lefty Martin Band.
Nice.
And then we have another one called The Great Escape down in Mexico. It's about, it's a made up story.
Everybody
likes about a girl, you know,
and
escaping from Mexico. It's kind of a fun, it's just a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'll be coming out here in probably the next month or so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So we'll have to get you back on when that comes out, you know?
Okay. All right.
So I love Mel. I love you. And thank you so much for coming. You've been a wonderful guest to talk to.
Thank you.
Everybody,
you too.
Thank you. So
thank
everybody,
you,
go to LeftyMartinCountry.com and follow on them on Instagram. Facebook, and
thank you.
Follow all your music on everywhere, you know. So so we honestly love you, and we hope you come back anytime you want to. Okay.
See, your station is actually called When Words Fail Music. Is that right? Music Speaks. Oh,
yes.
When Words Fail Music Speaks. Well, I like to give a shout out to you, When Words Fail Music Speaks, and I appreciate your time. And thank you, James, Mr. James Cox. Appreciate everything you're doing here. And we'll hope to see you again.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. And for everybody else that's listening, thank you for listening. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.